וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני באוהל מועד באחד לחודש השני בשנה השנית לצאת מארץ מצרים לאמור. Why does it say במדבר סיני? All it has to say is באוהל מועד. We know the oil moid was in the Midbar Sinai, especially if we know the Echol Lachodesh Hasheni Veshona Hashenis, we know where they were. The Medrash, which Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, the Medrash in Kama Mekoimus, Rabbo Tanchume, Bamidbar Sinai, Bishloisha Dvorim Nitno Torah, Be'esh, Bamaim, Ubamidbar. באש דכסיב הסיני אושן כולם מפני אשר יורד עליו השם באש. במים דכסיב השם בצייס חומיסי וצעד חומיסי אדוים ארץ ראושו גם שמיים נוטפו גם אובים נוטפו מוים. במדבר דכסיב הידה והשם המוישה במדבר סיני. ולא מניתנו בשלוש הדברים הללו, לא עם הלוך, מה אלו חינום לכל בוי אוילם? אף התוירה חינום לכל בוי אוילם. וכן הוא אוי מהוי כל סמי לכו למים ולא אומר במדבר לא עם הלכו שאין אדם כהנה התויר עד שיעשה עצמו הפקה כמדבר וייסטויס that the Torah right at the beginning of this parasha is merames to us that it's this parasha has to do with Torah במדבר סיני. The following parasha has to do with Torah. And which aspect of Torah? The midbar aspect of Torah. Ein adam koina a Torah chiasa atzmo hefke ka midbar. This parasha is not poshut. We've spoken about it previous years, explained a little bit of this parasha. But every time one learns the same parasha and it's been Yisamek, more, Torah is ain't soifi, Torah is always Megale and Naya Zachni. A grace of Heora come out of this parasha. Be'etzim, Parashas Bamidbar is lechoyer a very boring parasha. You go through these numbers and those numbers, and each shevet and then each machane and then each machane where it was, then the numbers of the Levim, and numbers, and noch numbers, noch numbers. Dry parasha, and one says to us, so what do we have to know all these numbers for? What's it, nogea? Lama said, Rashi tells us, mito chibosam lefon of my neoison kol shon. כשיוצא ממצרים מנם, כשנופלו באגה מנם, לידע מניין הנסורים, כשבוא להשר שכינוסו עליהם, מנם. באחד בניסן הוקם המשכון, באחד בעיר מנם. This minion here is because he's בוא להשר שכינוסו על כלל ישראל. You need a minion. Why do you need a minion? Rabbeinu Shlomo knows how many yidden there are, when he needs to know how far to spread himself. Asher Shechina, what's the pshat? You need a minion, because he's being Masher Shechina. Chutz v'zeh, not our sugya tonight. See, this Rashi needs a view. Be'echot b'nisun hukan ha'mishkan. That's Hashor Sashechina. And the Chodesh Hasheni counted them a month later. But something to think about. Get a nice vote for Shabbos if you have an answer. It's off Shabbos, you impress your guests. Al Kolponim, the Ike here is Hashor Sashchi. Psu is Roish Koladas B'nei Yisrael, the Mishpacha Yisrael. What's the Pshat? Su'u. Su'u. What are we supposed to do? Count them. So Shnei. Menu. Tisbaru. Zogt Rabbeinu Bechaya. Su is Roish Kol B'nei Yisrael. Ein iluyon shel Yisrael ela b'kiyum ha-toyr. Su is a lashon of gadlus, elevation, and it's all tali on toyr. Al kein ochas akos in lashon su, su lashon koil al shnei inyon, dova v'hipuchoy. Nesiyus roish or hasoras roish. Vaita he brings a medrash. This medrash you can find in Tanchumi here. Medrash says, Su Esroish, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechibavti Umma Yoisim Ikem. There's no nation that I have chiba for like Klal Yisrael. Lefichach Nasati Lechem Tlui Roish. I gave you Tlui Roish. What's Tlui Roish? Keshem Sheyesh Li Tlui Roish. Al Kol Bayoylam. V'cheinu oimem l'cho Hashem ha-mamloch v'amnisnasi l'chol l'roish l'kayim ma'ashenim v'ayorin keren l'amoy v'cheinu oimem l'son cho Hashem l'kecho elyon al kol goya oret. T'lu roish is to be male klal Yisrael above all the goyim v'ayorin keren l'amoy. In a different madrega vaistois, because the medrash is saying it's the same bechina that the Rebbeinu Shalom has tului roish. What's the bechina of tului roish? The Rebbeinu Shalom is me'al kol boy oinam. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a different madrega, different metzias from all the boyrei with the nivroim. So too, he gave Klal Yisrael a similar aspect. Su'u Roish. Elyoin al kol goy ha'oretz. Uvaisois, Levi Rabbeinu Yoinah, Levi Rabbeinu Bechaya. It only comes through Kiyum HaTorah. Of a mitzat sheini. Because Klal Yisrael has been given such a potential for Su'u Roish, it could be Faket Hasoras HaRoish. Like you find Yisro Paros Roish Cho Me'alecho by the Sarah Oifim, also Loshen of Su'u Roish. Except there's one big difference. The Su'u Roish, the Klu Roish, the goof goes with the Roish. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom lifts up. That's what it means here, the Shvach. Oh, but the Su'ur Roish, which is the Gnai, is you lift up the Roish and the goof stays here. Pirish. And you say, off with his head. And it's all Tali on Torah. That's on Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Su'ur is Roish Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. The Taich is elevate the head of all of Adas B'nei Yisrael, the Mishpachosom, the Beis Avosom, and the Shoirish for this goes back to the Miyuchas to the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Heiliger Klal Yisrael. Su es Roish, elevate the Roish of Klal Yisrael. The Apostle carries on, B'mis B'Hashemos, Kol Zocha L'Gugalosom. What's the pshat? The mispa shemos. You said, Su is Roish Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, Kol Zocha L'Gugal Oysom. What's mitzvah Sheamus? What's the chashivas of Sheamus? There's a meridika siponoi here. Siponoi says this idea in a few places where we find the union of Sheamus. So to hear, ki hoya oz, kol echod me'oisei hadar nechshav bishmoi, ha'moire al tzurosei ha'ishis. This dar, the dar yotzei Mitzrayim, were a meridika madregan. And they could be counted lefi mispar shmoi Sheamus. Why? He says the shame is a geder, is a gilui of the mensch, of what the mile of the mensch. Al kein kora ledor boi ha'oretz, veloi chein kora ledor boi ha'oretz. In Pinchas, 39 years later, when there's the minion of the next door that actually went into Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say Mispar Sheamus. Why not? He says, because they weren't on the same Madrega. This door, every Yid was living up to his shame, was a gilui of his shame. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, the beginning, the first Mishnah there, is bas with the Indian abyssal more. He says, Hayid is made up of a neshama and a guf. The neshama is his ikka. The neshama is all his koichas are ruchniyos and his tafkid which he can bring out in this world. And that neshama comes into the guf, and the neshama is meant to use the guf to shine through the guf and be mekayim his tafkid in this world, the koichus of that neshama. He said, therefore, every neshama has a shame, and the shame of the neshama is be'etzem the geder of the koichus of that neshama. Is mavur in svarim that when parents give a name to a child, very often all sorts of cheshbonos which go into the parents, whether it's deciding which Zayda or Elter Zayda to name after, or you get into a situation sometimes where one of the parents or grandparents makes it known very much, there'll be broigers, if you don't call him Ploini, and then sometimes never people have whole vikuach, because one baba says it has to be named after her husband who was nifter, the other baba wants it after her husband's nifter. Kol minei maisim minig Ashkenazim is not to name after live people. Minigas Fadiv is fakert, it's not after live people. I know once a Maisa where somebody had a boy and he didn't want to name him after his father. His father's name is a funny name, didn't want to name him after his father. And his father was going to be so groigous if he wouldn't name him after his father. And they had to get big rabbonim involved. So no, the guns are parsha. In the end, Baruch Hashem, that worked out okay. I mean, getracht, mistoma, that's the reason why the Ashkenazim don't let you name after somebody alive. It's bad enough if you have the machlokes about the niftarim. You have the live person, mama, she says, I won't come to the bris if you don't name him after me. And then you have people making other cheshbonos, how they find the name. They don't have anybody to name after. So then this godel, that godel, person in the parsha, we don't have anybody. So you get a list of names and you go through it with your wife, and this one you like, this one you don't like, and blah, 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 blah. It's all achizas einayim. Because the neshama which came into this little baby already has its name. And the Eivishter is mechaven with this brogus and that brogus and this machlokes and that machlokes. And she likes this name, he likes that name. The Eivishter is mechaven. In the end, they come to the right name. Somebody told me today that he has three names. The first name is because Abobas told his father when he was born, just before the bris, if he doesn't call him after her husband who was Nifter, and it has to be the first name, do not come into the bris. So that's why he has his first name. First name is not such a common name either, but that's why he's landed with his first name. He has a second name, and he has a third name. He says, Be'etzim, it's an unbelievable mindset. Be'etzim, his father, was going to call him a different third name. And when it came to the theme, he Korei Shmo B'Yisrael, the person that had the, whoever it was, had the Kriyas Hashem, he Korei Shmo B'Yisrael, he made a mistake. And he said another name than what he meant to say. He thought he made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake. Min Hashamayim, you want to call him, he wanted to call him Menachem. No, that's not his third name. Third name is something else, I'll tell you why. Third name is something else. Third name is so overtaking. No, be courage won't be Israel. Pony and Pony men. The name is Magdir the Mensch. And it comes with Hashemayim. Very few people live up to their name, Mamish. This Dar, says the Sipur Noi, Bemispa Shemois, every Yochid in this Dar was living up to his shame. Hoya Oz, Kolechot Beos Adon, Nechsha Bishmoi Hamoira Al Tsurosoi Hoishis, Lemaloso. The next dar, which is also a very choshev dar, the boy Haaretz, but they were not that madrega. Couldn't say mispar sheikas. Kol zocha legul galoisa. Then we find interesting loshon here. When they counted, and we heard the Torah makes the total. Eile ha'pekudim asher pokad Moshe v'Aaron u'Mesia Yisrael shnei moso ish, ish echad leveis avoisav hoyu. Vayiyu kol pekudei b'nei Yisrael leveis avoisav mibenesim shonav amalek kol yotzi tzom Yisrael. What's the double lashon? Eile ha'pekudim asher pokad Moshe Varan and see Israel, Shnevaso Ish, Ish Echon, the Vesa of Isom Hoyu. So it should say. Again, that's the number. No, Vayiyu, Kopikude, Bene Israel, the Vesa of Isom, Ibn Esim Shon of Amala, Kol Yotzitz of Isom, Vayiyu, Kol Apikudi, Sheshmeus Elef, Ushloshis Alofi Hameshmeus Hamish. What's the double notion? Vayiyu, Pekudei, kol pekudei b'nei Yisrael, and if nochamol, vayu kol ha-pekudim. And you find a similar thing, after the similar double lotion, after the machane. Eile pekudei b'nei Yisrael, v'eis ha-voisom, kol pekudei ha-machanos l'tzi voisom. Over here is a Meridika Parsha. Yes, he came to Hashra Shchinosai Al Yisrael, like Rashi says. Oh, but how does it work? Talk to Rabbeinu Bechaya. Pekudei Yisrael bekabolas haTorah beSinai, hoyu keneged pekudei machnos hamalochim sheniglu shom b'mayved haKodesh. V'hoya hamispa b'machanos Yisrael b'arba degolim k'mispar hamalochim sheb'arba machanos Shechina. The numbers which we get so bored with, it heilige misparim. A mekubel we go with sugar with this parasha, because these numbers are megale in yonim in shamayim, the gilui kvod shamayim of the machnos hamalochim in shamayim. And the pele is that when they counted Klal Yisrael here, each shevet was punkt keneged that chelek lamala of those malachim. And then, as he brings in Shabayim, they had four machanois of malachim. When they divided up the shvatim, then the total of each machane was keneged that machane malachim lamala. And then you had the Machane Ashchina, which was Shevet Levi. In Shevet Levi, the Posuk says there were 22,000. And a Medrash says, it brings from Psukim, that when the Shechina came around the Shechina in Har Sinai, there were 22,000 Malachim. Mistoma 22, when you see 22, then that's Meravis of the Chof Beis Osius HaTorah. What's the Chof Beis Osius HaTorah got to do with Gilu Shechina? What's Torah? Torah is Gilu Shechina. And the Yisod of Torah, Torah Shebichsav, is Osius. If we didn't have Osius, we didn't have Osius Aleph Beis, we couldn't have Torah Shebichsav. And each Os is Meridika Koiches. They're not Stam like Goisha Osius. Every Os of Aleph Beis is another Gilu, another Koyach. Is a sefer Baruch She'omar for the Talmid of the Rosh. It's one of the Yesodistic Svarim in Safras. So the Hilchas Safras. At the end, he brings, actually, it's not really from the Baruch She'omar. They say it's from the Baruch She'omar, it's not actually from the Baruch She'omar. He brings six alpha bases. It goes through six times. It goes through the Aleph Beis. Some of the times it's to describe the Tzura of the Ois. And then some of the times it's to describe the Ramazim of the Ois. Marshal, there are lots of Oisias which actually come out to be Chof Vav. Start with the Aleph. The Aleph is a Yud, a Vav, and a Yud. It's 26, Shem Avayim. A Lamed, a Mem, all these Osius, or Chof Vavs, in different ways. And then he's got an Aleph Beis, which you have to be a Mekubal to understand Bechlal what he's saying, all sorts of Kabbalah Dika Zachen about the Osius. It's from Rishonim, Rabbi Yisrael. Every Ois, Meridika Koiches. And that's the basis of the Gilui of Shechina, which we have in Torah. So Torah takes a Heilige base with all the koichas of that, and then noch a Heilige Reish, noch a Heilige Aleph, a Heilige Shin, a Heilige Yud, and a Heilige Tov, and for us, Bereishis. Now it says something to me. And the Gaon says, in those six letters, is Merumiz, the 6,000 years of the existence of the world. And the Gaon says, in the Nekuda of the base, which isn't in the Torah, Bereishis, isn't in the Torah, don't put the Nekudas, but that Nekuda in the base is the Elef Hashvi. We have our Soga of what Torah is. The Ramban says that Kol HaTorah Kulis Shem Oisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Oisavs can be split up in differently, groups of three, groups of four, all sorts of different ways. We have our Soga what Torah is. Al Kol Panim, The Machane Ashchina came with 22,000 malachim connected pashtas, the Chof Beis Osius of Torah, and the Machane which was around the oil mines, the Machane Levoya, the Levim, they were 22,000. Is Rabbeinu Bechai is telling us that this parsha is Megale, the Klal Yisrael, and the Machane of Klal Yisrael was a mirror here in this world of what was Lamala. Hoya Mispah Machane Yisrael Barbo de Golim, Kemispah Hamalochim Shebarba Machane Shchina. Valkein Omar, Rabbeinu Bechai has a different pshat in Mispah. Alkein Omar b'Mispah Shemois. He says later on by the Levim, it says Tifkoid Oisom Leshem Moisom. And here it just says B'mispa Shemus. Over there, by the Shevet Levi, it says B'mispa Shemosom, and here it says B'mispa Shemos. Here it's referring to the Shemos of the Malachim. Ki hoyu Yisrael ba'osay maimed akadosh. Herzogah, listen to what he says. Meridik. Hoyu Yisrael ba'osay maimed akadosh. Malachim gufaniim k'mispa ha'malachim ha'meshosim b'malachim. Klal Yisrael were like physical malachim. And each one, each yochid, was connected that malachim shamayim. And then the group of the shevet, connected that machane. And then the machane, connected the machane, the four machanes. And the shevet levi, a different bechina, machane ashchina mamash. There's no yomim. This parsha is lo yomim, just we don't have any shaychus to it. Perhaps one he'ora we can take out before Shavuos, where we learn this parsha. And you can take out the same he'ora from Parshas Nosai, when you lay 12 times the same thing with the Korban HaNesiim, and you do Shnayim Mikra, the Echo Targum, and you go through the same thing twice, and then the third time in the Targum Unkelus, 36 times the same thing. Perhaps it's a horror to realize how deep Torah is, and how Be'em is, we're just scratching the surface. To scratch the surface. The Torah talks to us in our terms. Oh, but there's tifa and tifa and tifa and tifa and tifa and levels of Torah which we hardly have our soga that exist and certainly don't understand now. We don't understand what they are. Uvechein, he says, that's why it says a double notion. Vayu kol pkudei bnei Yisrael aveis avoisom ibenesim shalav amala kol yotzis hovav Yisrael. It's down here. Vayu kol apkudim is up there. It's the malachim. And the same later on after misade the machane eile pkudei bnei Yisrael aveis avoisom kol pkudei amachane isletzivoisom is the malach. Ze keneged ze. What Be'etzem, who linked the kesher between the Yid and the Malach Lamala? In his neshama. So the Sipornos Pshat in Mispah Shemos and Rabbeinu's Bechayas Pshat in Mispah Shemos are Be'etzem two sides of the same coin. The Sipornos tells in Mispah Shemos they all were like their neshama, lefi their etzem shame. The shame is their maila and their tafkid. Rabbeinu Mechaya says that Mispar Shemais refers to the Malachim Lamala. But he says that the Yidin down here were like the Malachim Lamala. So every Yid, his shame, linked him to his Makar and Yeshari Lamala, to that Malach Lamala. It's but Mispar Shemais, Be'etzim, the two Pshatim are really mashlim one another. But this Meridika Inyan, this Meridika Parsha, to be Ma'ira as to a certain Nakuda here. What are we? When we look at ourselves, what are we? Little Gufalach, walking around this world, and that's how we see ourselves, we see each other. It's a goof with a little battery inside which gives us cues that we can do this and we can do that. But primarily, what do we see ourselves as? A goof. Oh, but that's not the Ika who we are. Chazal called the goof a now to the neshamah. Be'etzim, we are hailing in neshamahs. A huge, huge mitzias which goes from here to the malo. And at the end of this huge mitzias is a little gufala which the neshama comes into the guf. Just like we need shoes to walk around this world because our feet are too delicate just to walk around this grubber belt. It's hard, there's dirt, there's all sorts of things. So we put shoes on so we can walk around this world. Our hailing in the neshama can't walk around this world either without a goof. So it needs a goof. It's like the nal of the neshama. That is how the Rishonim explained the union of chalitza. When the Yovam doesn't want to do yibum, the idea of yibum is to bring a goof, to provide a goof, so that his brother was nifter, his neshama can come back into this world. He doesn't want to do yibum. He's not willing to give his nifter, his brother was nifter, another goof. So she takes off his shoe. It's midah keneged midah. The Rabban explains like that. Other Rishonim explain like that. Al kolponim, what are we? We're primarily neshamas, Rabbi Yisai. We have to realize what we are, what koyach we have. And every one of us has a shame. We are not able to darshan. So the Gemara says, Rameya, there was no shame as Rameya. You could come to Rameya and you could tell him your name, and then he'd tell you what you're all about. We're not able to do that anymore. Im kol zeh, Mollis could. Maybe a he'ara to think into what my name is and realize my name is not Stam. I can't decide. Okay, a person decide whatever my name is Dov Bear, so I should behave like a bear and I should go and eat up people. Or his name is Aryeh and he decides he's going to eat up people like an Aryeh. You need to have the Midas HaGvura, the Misgaber on your Atzlus, whatever it is, we don't know. But we're not just a goof. The Mesilas Yisharim says in Perek Aleph, when he's declaring, brings riyas that you can't say that a mensch is just created for this world. So he says, "Im tachlis brias ha'adam hoya letzorich ha'olam hazeh." If all our life is just about learning a bit, going to college, getting a good job, getting a degree, so I get a good job, so I can get panosa, so I can get married, so I can have a nice house, I can have a nice car, I can go out to eat every twice, three times, once, whatever your minig is, a week. And on the other days, bring in, buy in, you know, ready prepared food, because you married a girl who was busy spending all the money you earned. She hasn't got time to cook. V'chulet. And we could go Yom Tov, Kibbenei Choyrim, Kederek Malachim, this crazy hotel, that crazy hotel. And that's what life's all about. And then I'm a success. I made it. To be a success now in our society, Avada, you have to go to the daf. Forgot about that. You go to the daf as well. Or maybe you want to be better than the daf. Go to the Dirshu Koilo. Go 25 minutes before Shachris. And then you're really, really Mesiras Nefesh. 25 minutes, half an hour before Shachris. Half an hour Shachris. Don't say everything. Torah Gdula B'Mokam Echad. That's life. In a few months, you got the big seal. Pay enough money if you really made it. You'll get a chosh of a seat up there. That's life. That's it. That's what we came to this world for. In Tachlis Bris HaAdam Hoye LeTzorich HaOlam HaZeh LeHor YetZorich Mipnei Zeh SheTenupach Boi Neshama Kol Kach Hashuva VeElyona SheTiye G'doyle Yoise Min HaMalachim Atzmom. BeEtzim the Nishmas Yisor is even greater than the Malach. Here in our parsha, we miyaches every year to the Malach, the Malach. Oh, but the emes is that the Nishmas Yisrael is even higher than the Malach, and the Lasi Nova will see that the Yidin will be mamish around the Kiseh, and the Malachim will be on the outside. Chazal say, Lasi Nova, the Malachim are going to ask us, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Because we'll be on the inside. Why? Because we have such choshev and neshamas. What do you need such a choshev and neshama for? And the Mesidas Yisharim says, "Tenupach by neshama." What's tenupach by? Where does that neshama come from? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The Rambam explains what's the neficha here. He blew in the neshama. He says it's like resuscitation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave a chelik elokam mimal to us. We're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like when a person's reviving someone, so he takes his breath and he breathes into to the chole. So there's a kesher between his breath. In the Rebbeinu Shalom is vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Our neshama takes us all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you need that for? Just to have a big house? To fress yourself silly at a Pesach program? You need such a big choshev neshama? You need a big nefesh. A nefesh, a bahami, like an elephant has. Elephant can eat 500 pounds of food a day. Nebach. A mensch can't do that. Even if you've got all these different restaurants. Alavai, I can eat 500 pounds. I could go to this restaurant like the elephant. It's been mugbal. Nebach. I didn't get such a choshev a nefesh. But what about your neshama? The nefesh is the chedik of the guf, the chiyus of the guf, the neshama is much more. G'doy le yoysi min ha-malochim. Kol shekein shehi eina moitza shum nachas ruach b'chol inugei zeh ha-oilam. The neshama suffers in all this lifestyle. Elomai, zokte the ike, tachlis b'ris ha'odom, is avu matzovei b'olam ha'bo. Valkei nitna boi neshama zois, ki lo roi lavoi. Meritik ha'loshem. it's right to be oved for our neshama. Tainu, a mensch who's makir, that I have two levels of life. I have my guf, enochadami, but that's only the now. Oh, but I have a neshama, beikah neshama. Says the Mesidas Yeshayim, a person should be oved for his neshama. Feel as part, as a second part of me. Ki lo roi la'avoid. If I don't realize I have a neshama, it doesn't stop. Ki lo roi la'avoid. Rabbi Leyoino says in Shari Tshuva, Hine ha'boire nofach ba'api nishmas chayim. Noch amal de loshen. Nofach ba'api nishmas chayim. Chochmas leiv v'toiva seichel. Heilig in Neshama, which is Nishmas Chai, Chochmas Leiv, and Toivas Seichel. Is there a Seichel to live a Gashmistic life like that? And why? Zokte, Lahakiroi, to be Maki Hashem. Uleyiro Milafonim. Velimshal Beguf Vechol Toldoiso. Ken Zayn, these three Lashoinas, Lahakiroi, Leyiro Milafonim, Velimshal Beguf, is connected to three Lashonos. He says, Nishmas Chayim is connected to Hakiroi. That we have a Chelik Elokami Mal, that we're able to be Makir Hashem. The Meridik Azach, we don't see Hashem Yisparach in the Oilam Agashmi, you can't see him with the Gashmi sticker eyes. And we have a Nishmas Chayim with our Machshove, we could be Makir Hashem. What do we say in Shemoneh Esrei? Ato Kadosh, you're Mufrash and Muvdal. Vishimcha Kadosh, and the Hakara of you is Mufrash and Muvdal. Who can have a Shaykhus to you? Ukdoshim Bechol Yoim Yahaluchasa. A mensch who's a Kadosh, not a Fresser, a mensch who's a Kadosh, Bechol Yoim Yahaluchasa. Is Nishmas Chayim, is Lahakiroi. And it's Chochmas Leiv. It can bring Chochmas into the Leiv. The Leiv is where the mensch is Boicher. The Lev is the Melech Oivarim. There it says, Uleyiro Milafonov. And Tova Seichel is Limshol Beguf, Vechol Toldoisov, to run the Guf, Alpi Seichel, not Alpi Guf, to lead our lives, Alpi Seichel. Who are we? A Guf or a Neshama? But Ike with Neshamas. But how do we bring out our neshama? How do we fight this battle and realize we're not just a little shoe? We're a huge heiliger, heiliger neshama. The Rabbeinu Bechaya, different Rabbeinu Bechaya. Chovis Alvavis, it's not the same Rabbeinu Bechaya, lived a long time before this Rabbeinu Bechaya from Chovis Alvavis. In Shar Avodas Elokim Perik Beis, Sokhter, how is a person going to bring out his neshama? When he's born, he starts with his guf, and he needs a gashmistika life, a taivadika life. What's the first thing a person does when he comes into this world? Screams for food. And for the first few months of his life, everybody finds the babies very cute. They don't like when I say this, but they say, "Why is he so cute? He's a big baltiver. He disturbs his poor mummy twice a night, three times a night. He can't shut up and let her sleep. She's mummish, always meant from the ladle. No, I need food. I don't care who you are, what you are, you're falling asleep. I don't care. I need food." That's the first few months of this cute baby's. And then when he gets starts smiling, so then the biter, everybody runs around him like Meshuggah. And when he takes his first few steps, everyone goes, Meshuggah, Mamash. And you see the gaiva falling off the baby's face. Now it's time to take a picture of me. I can walk better. I don't fall down every three steps. But they never agreed. Al Kol Ponim, the first few years of life, Then he comes to, he gets a mashu of his seichel. What does he use his seichel for? To cause tremendous havoc in the house. So do whatever he wants. He opens every cupboard, takes everything out, does this, does that, does the other. And you're at wit's end, you don't know how to deal with the guy. He gets a bit more seichel, uses it more for his taiva. It's a pele, a two-year-old kid. How many times you see that the they want to give him normal food? No. They give him ice cream, then he gobbles it up. So the parents are mechanchim. Don't just give in to his whims. Try and teach him to be koivish, his tivus. I mean, nowadays, you can't do that. Mustn't be koivish, his tivus. You have to see every the poor kid. So whatever he wants. So don't be surprised when we see the Dor growing up like it grows up. He was never taught to be koivish, his tivus. Freik the koivish alvavis. For the first 13 years of life, he's being magbis, taivis, taivis, taiva. And the teva ha'adam is the more you use something, the stronger it becomes. And then when he comes, b'mitzvah, mazel tov. Now it's nichnas by a bissel seichel, the tchilas ha'seichel. It comes from his neshama. So it's a losing battle. The guf's had 13 years of practice before. The guf is stronger than the neshama. How is the neshama going to be miscovered on the goof? So the chayvus avove is vehitzrich hadoi chakli mitzias inyan she'ein mishtamshim bamitosoi meivori ha'odom the tavois of habahamios me'uma. We need something which the mensch is going to use, which is nothing to do with his tavois habahamios. Avol mishtamshim bo beseichel hanitzal, but he's got to use it with his seichel, the seichel which is not vita, using seichel for goof and for taiva and to build machines which could give him quicker taiva, better taiva, and make the pictures more real and v'chule v'chule. That's all the seichel of the mensch. Chas v'shalom, we need to bring out that seichel hakodesh, which is not for the goof. What do we have? He had Torah. Asher bishtamish haseichel bo. When a person learns Torah, and he horovers, like we saw last week, when he's omel ba Torah, yachzik, then he'll be mechazik his seichel. V'yizach, and his seichel becomes pure, and it's not just a seichel for the goof. V'yazhir, and the seichel will control him and stop him doing taiva. V'yidche me'al ha'odom hasichlus ha'goyveres al nafshoi. And the seichel will be able to push off the stupidity, the silly way that people live. Hamonas oisei mera oisa dvarim al amitosom, which prevents him seeing things in the right light. Kamash, and it's poshut, with purish in a posuk. And that posuk is in many yeshivas, and minig in this yeshiva is we sing it for the first hakof on Simchas Torah. And what are we thinking about when we're singing that? If you're not sure what it is, it's up there. Torah Hashem Tmimo Meshivas Nefesh. Torah brings you back your nefesh. Torah gives the nefesh. Torah, when a person's Amal Batorah, he can become a Neshamedika mensch. Because Torah is not about Taiva. Torah is Faket. It's how to be Kovish the Taivas. How to channel the Taivas. It's not about Taiva. Torah is not just a philosophy, like we saw last week, a chokhmah with no yachas to the goof. Torah is abenos la'asos. Torah is, yes, bring seichel into the goof. Like the Rabbeinu Yoino says, the neshama has to be shoylet on the goof. So you need the seichel to be mechazik the seichel that he can be shoylet on the goof. That's Torah. Torah is amelim b'Torah amenos la'asos. Torah is mechazik our neshama, so the neshama should be shoylet on the goof, and not the goof should be shoylet on the neshama. And that's the poshut pshat. What we saw last week. Kol aloi me Torah lishmo. Sorry, the second brisa in Perik Vav. Misha oisik betalmid Torah, kol misha oisik betalmid Torah, hare ze misale. Shneema mi matona nachliel mi nachliel bamos. What's it mean is misale? His goof gets elevated. He becomes a neshama. He activates his neshama. Hare ze misale. Kol aloi mei Torah lishma, the first price. Zoicha lidvarim harabei veloi oid, a whole list of meritic and madregis of the loi mei Torah lishma. Shleimus in midas. Rachakta min achet, kavote lizei schus, neni mimena itza tushia, bina, gvura. Nesenis lo malchus in memshala. On what? On his goof. V'chulim, hevet sonua, erech ruach, moichel al elboinoi. He becomes an ashamim. His covet matters only. Covet? Covet's going to get in the way. That's what happened to the Talmidei Reb Akiva. That's not loimei Torah lishma. Umagadaltoi merumamtoi al kol ha-maisim. Torah's meroimim the mensch. But how does it start? There's a mahalach, and how does it start? Mi midbar matona. Meisim atzmoi kem midbar shakol doshim. Or like the Medrash brings here, at the beginning of the parsha, meisim atzmoi midbar shehefke lakoil. Then mi midbar matona, nitna loy be matona, umi matona nachliel. He becomes a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umi nachliel b'mois harizeh misale. And that's the pshat in the parasha. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. This parasha, which is going to describe what Yidden have a koyach, what Yidden are potentially. It all starts in Midbar Sinai. It all starts in Mesim Adam Kamidbar. It's all Mikoyach HaTorah, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. And what's the parasha telling me? Se'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Lift them up. Elevate them. The mishpachosam leveis avoisam b'mispar shevois. Kol zocha legul galoisom. We're in these weeks of achana for Matan Torah. The Torah shries to us, so is Rosh ben Israel. Lift yourselves up. Realize who we are. We're heilig in the shomis, heilig in the kamimal. Look what we are. We're not just little gufalach. We didn't come to this world just to fress. We came to this world, but mispar shemes v'gavaldig tafkid ruchni. Guf, yes. Let's lift up our guf. The guf's the nal; it's not the ikir. So is roish. Lift yourselves up, but mispar shemes. You're a heilige yid, you have a heilige neshama. How can I do that? Bamidbar Sinai. Yimeisivatzmai kemidbar. Then Matana, then Nachliel, and then Bomas. We wake up in the morning, wash negel vasa, we make a bracha about the goof. Sheyotze es adam bechofro. Omiyad! Even in that bracha, you say, Meridik is ach. Goli viyadur lifnei chisei chvoidech. Whoops! I'm going in an elevator from the bathroom to Shemaim, standing in front of Kisei HaKovet. Oh, and then, straight away I say Elokai. Not just a goof. Neshama shenosato bi tahoirohi. The first thing in the morning, the second thing in the morning, first thing in the morning, dasha yotza, the second thing in the morning, ich bin a neshama, neshama shenosato bi tahoirohi. I have a tahodik in neshama. Ato verasa, ato yitzalto. What are we saying? He created everything. What's the... Rabbi Yehudis is weiter in Shari Tshuva. When he says things like that, it means that it's miyuchad, a bria from the Rabbi Nishan. You see the elukus in that bria, like it says, halucha is maisa elukim heima. Everything's maisa elukim. What was the luchas maisa elukim? They were eloki, they were ruchni. Ato verasa, ato yitzalto, ato nafachto bi. Oh, there's a pasuk by Yipach Ba'apom Nishmas Chaim. That's in Bereishis. When did you learn Bereishis? Well, hopefully a few months ago. Of a pashtus by most people? When you didn't understand a word you were saying. By Yipach Ba'apom Nishmas Chaim. Is you still holding like a 5-year-old in that pasuk when you by Yipach Ba'apom? All the Marishan had by Yipach Ba'apom. No. Ato nofachto bi. And the same as other marriage. Chelik elakam ima. Meridik the hisboinenus, where you wake up in the morning. And in Shmod Esra, where we say, Moidim, noide lechonus hapitil osecho, al chayeno misurim biadecho. But I have another aspect of my life. The al nishmoiseinu abkudo isloch. I'm not just a chai. I'm not just a behemoth. Al nishmaseinu abkudo isloch. Ay. We finish. Mi mid bo matono. Vilim kalalai nafshi sidoi. The nafshi ke ofala koil tiye. Oh, he's insulted this and that. It's a goof, goof. Who cares? Meisi maso ka midbo. Nitla matono. Psach libi vesoy rosecho. Vitzu secho tirno if nafshi. Kol aloi me toira hare zem is aleph.